الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل يا عبادي الذين أسرفوا على أنفسهم لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله إن الله يغفر الذنوب جميعا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم صدق الله العظيم. My most respected and dear listeners, brothers, sisters, elders and young ones, I have recited the verse of the Holy Quran in the 24th juz, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. O my servants who have transgressed themselves, they have exceeded the limits. In other words, they have committed sins. They have broken the boundaries which were laid by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala says, لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله. Do not lose hope of the mercy of Allah. Because verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most forgiving, most merciful. Tonight is the 23rd night, an odd night again. And we remind ourselves of the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that we should be searching for Laylatul Qadr in the odd nights of the last 10 nights. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant all of us Laylatul Qadr, because that person who is deprived of Laylatul Qadr, the blessings of Laylatul Qadr, he is deprived of all good. And on the first night, 21st night, I mentioned Ibn Jawzi rahmatullahi alayhi's statement in which he said, Laylatul Qadr, Laylatul yuftahu fiha al-bab. The night of majesty, Laylatul Qadr, is that night in which the door is open, the door of mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَيُقَرَّبُ فِيهَا الْأَحْبَابِ. And that is the night in which the beloved ones of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are brought more closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَيُسْمَعُ فِيهَا الْخِطَابِ. And their plea is heard by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every person who supplicates in that night of Qadr, his plea is heard by Allah, وَيُرَدُّ الْجَوَابِ, and he will be answered. وَيُكْتَبُ لِلْعَامِلِينَ عَظِيمُ الْأَجْرِ وَالثَّوَابِ. And all those who are making an effort that night in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a great and abundant reward is written for them. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant all of us Laylatul Qadr. اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا. O Allah, you are most forgiving, you love to forgive, forgive all of us. Once again, respected listeners, Alhamdulillah, it has always been my humble effort in trying to instill hope in every single one of us. Hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Many a times we encounter certain incidents in our lives, certain experiences, certain disasters, certain calamities, certain problems, certain difficulties. Sometimes we become overwhelmed by sin, vice, evil. We made serious blunders. Everything looks so bleak for us, so dark, so gloomy. We feel that there is no escape now. There is no way out. And I'm doomed, I'm destined. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not going to pardon me. And the person feels miserable. So we should bear in mind this verse of the Holy Quran, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَصْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. Do not lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like previously in many of our talks, we have illustrated certain examples that have been mentioned in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that shows how forgiving Allah ta'ala is and how merciful Allah is. When a person, you know, one poet says, إِلَهِ كَيْفَ أَدَعُوكَ وَأَنَا عَاصٍ. Oh my Allah, how can I supplicate to you when I'm such a big gunegar? When I'm such a big sinner? I've committed so many sins, I feel ashamed, embarrassed. And then he ponders and he says, إِلَهِ كَيْفَ لَا أَدَعُوكَ وَأَنْتَ كَرِيمٌ. Oh Allah, why should I not turn to you when you are most forgiving, most merciful? You are so full of generosity. Hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, narrated by Anas radiallahu ta'ala, in which he says that I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Hadith Qudsi, Ya ibn Adam, O man, innaka ma da'utani wa rajawtani ghafartu laka ala ma kana minka wala ubali. O man, as long as you turn to me, you supplicate to me, you have hopes in my mercy, raja, you have umid in my mercy, I will forgive you. In other words, you make sincere tawbah, you turn to me, I will forgive you. Ala ma kana mink, despite this type of sins you may have committed, no matter how severe it may be. And for me to forgive, I do not bother. It is nothing difficult for me, Allah says, for me to forgive. It is absolutely nothing. Ya ibn Adam, O man, لو بلغت ذنوبك عنان السماء ثم استغفرتني غفرت لك. O man, even if your sins reaches from the earth right till the skies, right till the clouds, and then you turn to me, you make istighfar, you repent, Allah says, غَفَرْتُ لَكَ, I will forgive you. يَا ابْنَ آدَمْ إِنَّكَ لَوْ أَتَيْتَنِي بِقُرَابِ الْأَرْضِ خَطَايَا. Subhanallah. Oh man, if you bring the whole world full of sins, ثُمَّ لَقِيتَنِي لَا تُشْرِكُ بِي شِئَا. You meet me in the condition that you have brought so much of sins that has actually covered the entire world. But you have not associated partners with me. لَأَتَيْتُكَ بِقُرَابِهَا مَغْفِرَةً. In return, I will meet you with the entire world full of forgiveness. This is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the vast mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, Imam Shafi'i rahmatullahi alayhi's poem is very, very common. Many people know this poem of Imam Shafi'i rahmatullahi alayhi. And this was when he was in his last few stages of his life, when he was very, very ill. And he said, وَلَمَّا قَسَى قَلْبِي وَضَاقَتْ مَذَاهِبِي جَعَلْتُ الرَّجَاءَ مِنِّي لِعَفْرِكَ سُلَّمًا تَعَظَمَنِي ذَنْبِي فَلَمَّا قَرَنْتُهُ بِعَفْرِكَ رَبِّي كَانَ عَفْرُكَ أَعْظَمًا. Oh my Allah, he's explaining the condition. And Imam Shafi'i rahmatullahi alayhi, we all know what a great sage of his time he was. An Imam, a faqih, a muhaddith, one of the four great Imams ever. And what did he say? This was his humility. Nonetheless, he's expressing a feeling. He says, when my heart became hard and the ways of exit, the passages became very, very narrowed. In other words, I felt the heaviness and the burden of sins upon my heart. Oh Allah, I made hope in your mercy the ladder towards your forgiveness. In other words, I had hopes in your mercy. And this is the ladder I had. The steps coming towards you, that you will forgive me. Wallah, my sins are so huge, so huge. Ta'azamani dhambi. They have become so enormous to me. But when I weighed my sins to your forgiveness, when I joined my sins and I compared that to your vast forgiveness, your mercy, wallah, I realized, kana afuka a'zama, that your forgiveness was far greater than my sins. So this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So tonight again, respected listeners, all those who have lost hope in the mercy of Allah, never lose hope. Allah says, La taqnatu mir rahmatillah. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, being ma'soom, sinless, and despite having committed no sins and all his sins pardoned, he would seek repentance every day. He make istighfar 100 times in one single gathering. Wallahi inni la astaghfirullah kulla yawmin 100 marra. He had taken a qasam that every day I make istighfar at least 100 times. This is showing you and I, his ummatis, that we should be always turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from us. And therefore, these nights, these occasions are opportunities for us. وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً أَوْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ ذَكَرُوا اللَّهَ فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا لِذُنُوبِهِمْ. Those who do evil, they have committed an obscene act. They have committed a lewd act. They have committed an indecent act. They have committed a sin. وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً أَوْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ ذَكَرُوا اللَّهَ. They remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They turn, they supplicate, they ask Allah for forgiveness. The very famous story of the person who was traveling. And this incident really, really shows us how forgiving Allah is, how merciful Allah is, and how happy and how pleased Allah becomes when you and I, who are so full of sins, when we turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah explains in this hadith, I will give you the meaning of the hadith, of a person who had been traveling on his camel and he was in this desert. And he had on his conveyance, on this camel, his food, his drink. And suddenly, this camel escaped from him. Now, the camel escaping in the desert. It is absolutely impossible to chase after this camel and retrieve this camel and catch this camel. So this person then loses hope. فَأَيِّسَ مِنْهَا. Loses hope. In one narration, he comes to a tree. فَطَّجَعَ فِي ذِلِّهَا. He takes some rest under the shade of the tree. He falls asleep. He had lost complete hope of retrieving this camel. He thinks now this is going to be the end of his life. And this tree is going to become, and the desert will become his graveyard. There is no way for him now to get back his means of survival, his means of conveyance to reach his destination, his home. His food is gone, his drink is gone, he's going to die out of hunger, he's going to die out of thirst, there's nobody else in the desert, he's all alone, and now this is his last moments. He has lost complete hope in any means of survival. Now just picture this person here. And as he fell off asleep after some time, when he woke up, he sees his camel right next to him. فَبَيْنَمَا هُوَ كَذَلِكَ إِذْ هُوَ بِهَا قَائِمَةً عِنْدَهُ. Suddenly this camel is there with his belongings, with his food, with his drink, with his water. Immediately he catches hold of the nose ring or the reins of this camel. And out of extreme euphoria, boundless joy, excitement, elation, ecstasy, he's overjoyed. When a person is overjoyed, or the extreme, when a person is gripped with extreme grief and sorrow and fear, then the person blurts out certain statements that do not make sense. So this person became so excited, so excited. In the rush, and in his ecstasy, as Rasulullah explained, لِشِدَّةِ فَرَحِهِ, because of his extreme jubilation, instead of saying, Wallah, he was actually expressing thanks to Allah. Wallah, you are my Rabb and I am your servant. He made a mistake. He said, Allahumma anta abdi wa ana rabbuk. Wallah, you are my slave. I am your Rabb. He made a mistake. He made an error. It was not deliberate. This happened because of the extreme euphoria and elation that he was now subjected to. Rasulullah SAW in this hadith begins the hadith. And Allah Rasul says, لَاللَّهُ أَفْرَحُ بِتَوْبَةِ عَبْدِهِ مِنْ أَحَدِكُمْ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is even more pleased. Allah is even more pleased and happy than with, when one of you making sincere tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than this man who has retrieved his camel after losing it. Now can we imagine now how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks to forgive us and pardon us, and Allah gets so happy and pleased. Therefore, do not despair. This is my message tonight. This has always been my message. Inshallah, it will continue being my message, because there are many a youngster who has taken drugs, has become an addict. Many have fallen into the sin of zina. Many have fallen into the sin of gambling and various other sins. We should not be judgmental, never point a finger at any person and make him lose hope of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the time of Bani Israel, there were two brothers. One extremely pious, the other one a big sinner. So the pious brother would keep on advising his sinful brother, that listen here, why don't you change your life and you shouldn't be doing this. One day, this brother, the sinful brother, became very, very upset and he says, are you a raqib over me? Are you like a watchdog over me? Always checking on me? Yes, leave me alone. So when he said that, the so-called pious brother lost his cool. He became angry and he said, Wallahi, Allah's qasam, Allah will never forgive you. The moment he uttered, he blurted this statement, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responded, who is the one? Man dhaladhi yata'alla alayhi? Who is the one that has taken a qasam, an oath upon my name, that I won't forgive any person? I have forgiven that brother of yours and I have destroyed all your actions. Now imagine. So we should never ever make any person lose hope of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ibn Asakir rahmatullahi alayhi in his Amali, he's mentioned the narration of Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala, that Allah becomes even more pleased when a person turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then that woman, that lady who was regarded to be barren, she could not conceive any child, and suddenly alhamdulillah Allah ta'ala makes it possible for her, she conceives a child and she gives birth. When she gives birth, this was something she was pining for, she was waiting for, she couldn't believe her eyes when now she is pregnant and she has conceived and she has got a child in her hand. Even more happy than this woman is when that is our beloved Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when a banda sincerely makes tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah becomes even more happy than that person, that mother who has lost her child. The child was lost. The mother searches for the child frantically, like impossible to find the child again. And after some hours, the child is found again. The mother will be in sajda the entire night, thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. She becomes so happy that she got her child back. Even more than this happiness of this mother is the Allah ta'ala becomes even more pleased when we turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when a person who was seeking water, he was thirsty, absolutely thirsty. There was no water at all. And then when he finds, when he finds water, how elated he becomes. So Allah becomes even more happy when you and I turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So despite sometimes we feel that we wish the earth would swallow us up and that's the end of us. No, no, no. وَلَمَّا قَسَى قَلْبِي وَضَاقَتْ مَذَاهِبِي. Think of Imam Shafi'i Rahman's poem. Think of this verse of the Holy Quran. Think of these ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Like when Bedouin comes and he joins the salat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When Nabiya Kareem makes assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah, salat is terminated. From the back the Bedouin shouts, Allahumma arhamni wa muhammada wa la tushrik fi rahmatina ahada. Wallah have mercy upon me and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And let this mercy be exclusive just for the both of us. Don't let anybody else share in this mercy. Nabiya Kareem said, what did you say? Then Nabiya Kareem explains to him the vastness of the mercy of Allah. That Allah's mercy is actually divided into 100 portions. And just one portion, in other words, 1% only Allah has sent into this world. And this is the 1% of mercy that you and I show to one another. A mother shows to her child. Animals show to their children. Just the 1%. 99% Allah is held back for the day of Qiyamah to shower upon us. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy is so vast. That slave girl, the slave woman who was clinging onto a little child. They were taken as captive. Sahaba were watching this incident. Nabiya Kareem saw this slave girl going up and down. And any child she would see, he would grab her. This slave girl would grab the child and give the child some milk. Nabiya Kareem asked the Sahaba, "Aturuna hadhihi tarihatan waladaha fi an-nar?" Do you think that this girl, this woman would throw this child that who she is holding with so much of care and love, she'll throw this child into any fire?
Sahaba said, impossible, never, they won't, she'll never do such a thing. Nabiya Kareem said, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has much more mercy and love for you and I, for his banda, than this slave girl showing towards this child. In Mishkat Sharif, there is a riwayat of two people who were this time for Jahannam, and they are shrieking and screaming and yelling there. Allah calls them out. What's the problem? He said, Ya Allah, we have hope in your mercy. And I said, you know what's my mercy? That both of you go plunge, go back into Jahannam. So one goes, and as he plunges into Jahannam, Allah makes the fire of Jahannam bardan wa salam. Like Allah made it cool for Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah made it cool for him. And the other, he's not moving. Allah asks him, what's your problem? He says, Allah, I still have hope in your mercy. Then Allah says, both of you now go to Jannat, and this is my mercy upon you. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is full of mercy. Allah looks for different occasions and excuses for us to be pardoned. All we need to do, as I mentioned, I don't know how many times now, inshallah we should all remember this, if we take those baby steps towards Allah, Allah comes running to us. Allah wants to forgive us. We have to take the initiative. We have to take the first step. And these are nights. Do not look up at the next person. Do not worry about what he is going to say, what she is going to say. It is me and my Allah. You know, Iblis, Shaitan, when he was cursed, then he takes a qasam in the grandeur, in the might of Allah. Look at his audacity. He says, وَعِزَّتِكْ وَجَلَالِكْ لَا أَخْرُجُ مِنْ قَلْبِ ابْنِ آدَمْ مَا دَامَ فِيهِ الرُّوحِ. He said, oh Allah, I take a promise in your name that I will never come out of the soul of, I will never stop deviating man as long as he's got life. As long as he's alive, I will continue whispering and insinuating and casting whispers into his heart and take him off sirat-e-mustaqim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responds to Iblis. Allah says, wa'izzati, by my grandeur and my might. لَا أَمْنَعُهُ التَّوْبَةَ مَا دَامَ فِيهِ الرُّوحِ. I will never stop man from turning to me and making tawbah as long as he's got life. In the 24th para also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the angels, in Surah Ghafir, the angels making dua in maghfirat for us. Can we imagine them? So respected listeners, there are so many other examples and ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam which show us the importance of turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and supplicating and making tawbah istighfar. إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ يَقْبَلُ تَوْبَةَ الْعَبْدِ مَا لَمْ يُغَرْغِرْ. Hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will continuously leave the doors of tawbah open as long as the person is not in sakrat. The moment he now begins to suffer sakrat, and there's a rattling sound now, and now his life, his ruh is coming out, then the door of tawbah is closed. And also, when the sun will rise from the west, then that is now qiyamah. Till then, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has got his door of tawbah wide. There is an incident of Kifal. Kifal was from Bani Israel. And he was known, he was quite famous for his sins and the wrongs that he used to do. And there was an occasion when a woman required some assistance, she required some money. She was in dire condition. So she comes to him, he was wealthy. So he gives her 60 gold coins on condition that she allows him to have intercourse with her and fulfill his desire. So she is very reluctant, but she agrees because she is forced in the situation. And as he sits ready to commit zina, suddenly she begins to tremble and she begins to cry. So he asks, Ma, you kick, why are you crying? It's because I'm putting pressure upon you and I'm forcing you and compelling you. She says, see, I have never done such a filthy act in my life. I've never done this. And today, because of this need, I have got and I require this money urgently. My poor condition has compelled me now to do this despicable act. The moment she says this, he immediately abandoned this act. He stopped. And he says, go take the gold coins, no problem, you go. And then he takes a pledge, he makes a promise, a resolution. Allah's qasam, I will never disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is mentioned that Kifal passed away the same night he passed away. فَمَاتَ مِنْ لَيْلَتِهِ. In the morning when people woke up, it was written on the door of Kifal, غَفَرَ اللَّهُ لِلْكِفْرِ Allah has forgiven kifr. So respected listeners, what do we require to do? Three things. Number one, show nadamat, regret, remorse, shame for having committed that sin. We must show nadamat, at-tawbatu nadamu. Number two, abandon that sin immediately. Whatever that sin was, it was an extramarital relationship. You fell in love with a girl, or you fell in love with a boy. Whatever this sin was, it was a haram, illicit relationship. Immediately from this very moment, as I am speaking now, abandon that sin, whatever it may be. Each person knows the gunas that he has been doing, she has been doing. And make this firm resolution, number three, that, oh Allah, I will never go back to that sin. These are the three conditions Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi and other ulama have mentioned for the acceptance of tawbah, for tawbah to be correct. And this is what tawbah and nasuha is all about. You make such a sincere tawbah, fulfilling these three conditions, like how it is impossible for a person after milking a cow to stuff the milk back into the udder. A person will not go back so easily into sin. Yes, if he slips genuinely, if he becomes overpowered again by nafs and shaitan, then no problem, go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even if it means 100 times, but each time you have to be absolutely sincere, genuine. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that Allah who loves us. Allah loves to forgive us. And then when we will shed those tears of repentance, and that is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from us. Sincere repentance. Tears of regret. When we will cry over our sins. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees our sincerity. So in order to recognize and reach and connect ourselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have to make this sincere tawbah. This is the first step. This is the very first step that, Ya Allah, from tonight, I promise you whatever wrongs I was doing in the past so many years, Ya Allah, of course, these are rights talking involving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in relation to Allah ta'ala. Hukukullah. Hukukul ibad, if you've taken somebody else's rights and you've got to ask a person for forgiveness, that's another chapter on its own. So, both is extremely important for tawbah to be accepted. Here, now, we are talking about the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. First, you make tawbah, surrender to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to His commands. And inshallah, as we see, this heart that had become very hard, and this feeling of remorses that came into us, now when we turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the moment we make sincere repentance, we show real nadamat, we have made up our minds to abstain from sin, inshallah we will see a spiritual glow, a light that will shine in our heart. We will feel some softness in our heart. And this once desolate heart, now it will begin to bloom with the fragrant flowers of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is what will happen. Now when a person will make tawbah, and when he will make dua, then he will shed tears. And ulama and mashayikh have mentioned that this is balu dam'ah. This is the receipt of the acceptance of tawbah. One of the ways of seeing how Allah has accepted your dua and your tawbah, that Allah will make you shed those tears profusely. Of course, if you are unable to cry, it doesn't mean that you have not been forgiven. But many a times, when a person makes sincere tawbah, and now he is not bothered about the rest of the world, he knows now he has turned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he doesn't care what others might say, what his friends will say, he is sincere to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala softens his heart. There is a special glow in his heart. It is a feeling in his heart that he never feels like that any time. And now he just wants to cry and cry and cry. And he does not know why he is crying. Something is making him cry. Something is making her cry. They are becoming closer and closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is drawing them towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is most forgiving. Allah is most merciful. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower his mercy upon us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us completely in this Mubarak night. We should make dua for the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The entire ummah is going through great difficulties, but we should never, never lose hope. Only turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because everything is in His control. Allah wants us to make sincere tawbah. So Allah has given us this opportunity. Inshallah, we recite Durood Sharif and we shall make dua. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala Allahumma lakal hamdu kulluhu, lakal shukru kulluhu, la nuhsi thanan alayka anta kama athnayta ala nafsik. Allahumma ya awwal al-awwalin, wa ya akhir al-akhirin, wa ya dhal quwwati al-matin, wa ya rahim al-masakin, wa ya arham al-rahimin. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Rabbi ighfir wa arhamu anta khair rahimin. اللهم إنا نسألك برحمتك التي وسعت كل شيء أن تغفر لنا أجمعين. اللهم اغفر لأمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم تجاوز عن أمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم انصر واحفظ أمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Oh my most beloved Allah, my most kareem, rahim Allah, my most beautiful Allah. Ya Allah, you are so beautiful. Ya Allah, you are so kind, my Allah. You are so merciful, my Allah. Ya Allah, your name is so beautiful, my Allah. Ya Allah, all your names are so beautiful. Walillahi al-asma'ul husna. Ya Allah, your names are perfect. Your attributes, your qualities are perfect, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are subhanallah. Ya Allah, you have got no defects, my Allah. You've got no deficiencies, my Allah. You've got no shortcomings, my Allah. Ya Allah, you've got no aib, my Allah. You are pak, my Allah. You are absolutely pure, my Allah. Oh, my Allah. Tonight, my Allah, we have raised our hands again, my Allah. Tonight is the 23rd night for us, my Allah. It is an odd night, my Allah. It's the last 10 nights of Ramadan, my Allah. Ya Allah, you have given us this opportunity, my Allah. Ya Allah, you know each person's condition, my Allah. Ya Allah, you know the gunas that we have steeped into, my Allah. The filthy, filthy gunas that we have done in our lives, my Allah. Oh, my Allah. Ya Allah, we were not ashamed of ourselves then, my Allah. Ya Allah, we forgot that time, my Allah, you were watching us. Ya Allah, we were brazen, my Allah. We had the audacity, ya Allah, to disobey you, my Allah. Ya Allah, despite our disobedience, my Allah. Ya Allah, you still provided for us, my Allah. You still cared for us, my Allah. If you wish, you could have punished us immediately, my Allah. You could have changed us, my Allah, and transformed us into apes and swines, my Allah. Ya Allah, you still concealed our sins, my Allah. Ya Allah, you concealed our sins, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, we beg you tonight, my Allah. Ya Allah, we ask you by the quality of yours, you are Ghaffar al-Dhunub, my Allah. Ya Allah, you love to forgive, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive every single ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, especially those who have raised their hands now, my Allah. They engage in tawbah, my Allah. Ya Allah, hum nadim hai, hum sharminda hai, ya Allah. Ya Allah, we have abandoned those sins, my Allah. From deep down, from the deep recesses of our hearts, my Allah. Ya Allah, we're making that azam, my Allah. That firm determination, resolution, that promise to you, my Allah. That we will not go back to those sins, my Allah. Oh my Allah, you give us that himmat and courage to refrain from those sins. Never to go back to those sins again. Never to commit any sins, my Allah. Never to disobey you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have not lost hope in your mercy, my Allah. We have heard so many ahadith, my Allah. Ya Allah, in which you are pouring out to us. Ya Allah, your mercy, how kind, how generous you are. Ya Allah, tonight, my Allah, grant all of us Laylatul Qadr, my Allah. Forgive us sins completely, my Allah. For every single sin we committed in the darkness of the night, in broad daylight, in public, in privacy, my Allah. Amadan khata'an, my Allah. Those we did knowingly, unknowingly, my Allah. Ya Allah, in the colleges, in the schools, in the madrasas, my Allah. Ya Allah, in the factories, in the workplaces, in the surgeries, my Allah. Ya Allah, in the shops and the business places, my Allah. Ya Allah, whether it was local, whether it was abroad, my Allah. Whether it was on holiday, my Allah. Ya Allah, whether it was in our homes, my Allah. Public or privacy, my Allah. Eh, Malik, eh, Kareem, my Allah. Ya Allah, Rasulullah SAW has mentioned, Kullu bani Adam khatta. Every man is a great sinner. Wa khairul khatta'in at-tawwabun. But the best of sinners are those who turn and make tawbah. Ya Allah, we are making tawbah to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us tonight, my Allah. If you have not forgiven us yet, Ya Allah, this entire Ramadan, then we beg you, my Allah. We beseech you, my Allah. We ask you by your ismi azam, my Allah. We ask you by your asma'ul husna, your sifat al-ula, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive every single one of us. Ya Allah, our elders, our young ones, our wives, my Allah, our parents, our children, our grandchildren, our family members, our friends, our relatives, our musallis of our masjid, my Allah. Ya Allah, our mutalliqeen, our muhsineen, our asatiza, our students, my Allah. Our family members, our friends, our neighbors, our relatives, my Allah. Eh Malik, eh Kareem, my Allah. Ya Allah, you know what is our condition, my Allah. Ya Allah, only you know. You have got knowledge of the seen and the unseen, my Allah. You already know what our result will be, my Allah. Whether we will pass, my Allah, or whether we will fail, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us pass your exam, my Allah. Make us pass your examination, my Allah. Don't make us be amongst those who are failures, my Allah. Ya Allah, the day of Qiyamah, my Allah. In Jusi Salam wa Qawla Mi Rabbi Rahim. You will make salam to the believers, my Allah. Ya Allah, then you will say, وَبْتَازُ الْيَوْمَ أَيُّهَا الْمُجْرِمُونَ. Oh, sinners, move away. Ya Allah, you will say, فَرِيقٌ فِي الْجَنَّةُ وَفَرِيقٌ فِي السَّعِيرِ. One group will go to Jannah, the other goes to Jahannam. Ya Allah, do not make us go to Jahannam, my Allah. Don't make us be from the people of Jahannam, my Allah. Make us be from the people of Jannah, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us pass in the qabr, my Allah. مَنْ رَبُّكْ مَا دِينُكْ مَنْ هَذَا الرَّجُلْ. Three questions that will be asked, my Allah. Make us give those answers spontaneously, correct answers, my Allah. Make us live our lives with taqwa, my Allah. Allah, help us to change our lives, my Allah. Allah, every time we promise you many things, my Allah, that we will do, my Allah. We held the ghilaf of the Kaaba, my Allah. At Multazam, my Allah. Ya Allah, Rukna Yamani, my Allah. Ya Allah, Bahadir Aswad, my Allah. And the Mizab-i Rahmat, my Allah. So many times we promised you, Allah, we won't go back to this sins, my Allah. But we broke our promises, my Allah. Ya Allah, we broke those promises, my Allah. Ya Allah, we broke those promises, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, only you can forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, if you do not forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, nobody else can forgive us, my Allah. We ask you, my Allah, tonight, my Allah, forgive all of us, my Allah, except our du'as. Grant us tawbah and nasuha, my Allah. A pure tawbah, my Allah. A sincere tawbah, my Allah. Allah, grant all of us afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, jail, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb, yaqeen, your dad. Give us the sweetness of iman, sweetness of ibadah, sweetness of taking your name, sweetness of making tawbah, istighfar, rujoo to you, turning to you, my Allah. Become ours now, my Allah. Ya Allah, tu amara banja, hame tera bana le, make us yours now, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have read in the Quran, Allahu aliyyul ladina amanu. Allah is a friend of the believers. In awliyahu illal muttaqoon. Only the pious are the friends of Allah. Ya Allah, we are so bad people, my Allah. We are sinners, my Allah. Our hearts are filthy, our bodies are filthy, our minds are filthy. Our tongues are filthy, our eyes are filthy, my Allah. I'm to napak, ya Allah. Ham nikam mein hai, ya Allah. Hey, Malik-e Kareem. Ya Allah, Ambi Alimu Salatu Salam was so pure, my Allah. Ya Allah, Sahabi Kiram, Ridwanullahi Ta'ala, Alim Ajma'i, Salafi Salihin, ya Allah. The pious of this ummah, my Allah, the Abrar, ya Allah. Ya Allah, they reach high stages, my Allah. Ya Allah, where is our position, my Allah? On the day of Qiyamah, where will we be standing, my Allah? Ya Allah, we think, my Allah, that we are doing very good, my Allah. And ya Allah, we think we will be in a very high position, my Allah. Don't make us be deceived by ourselves, my Allah. Don't make us become deceived by nafs and shaitan, my Allah. Ya Allah. Give us taqwa, my Allah. Give us wilayat, my Allah. Make us your friends now, my Allah. Ya Allah, pardon us, overlook our faults. We are very weak, ya Allah. We cannot do like the Sahaba did, my Allah. We are too weak, my Allah. So both comes over here, Allah. Our namaz also, no concentration. Our tilawat is no concentration, my Allah. And our lives are just with ourselves, with our mobiles, ya Allah. Even our ibadat, we are distracted, my Allah. Eh Malik, eh Kareem, ya Allah. How much you are tolerating us, my Allah. You are Halim and Kareem, my Allah. Forgive us, my Allah. Give us the shu'ur and understanding that we have to reform ourselves. We have to change our lives. And give us the tawfiq of changing our lives, ya Allah. United, ya Allah. Unite our hearts. Help the ummah to come together, ya Allah. Just make us do it correctly, my Allah. Just make us become yours and do it properly with love and muhabbat and affection, my Allah. As ummatis of Rasulullah, so not fighting and quarreling and becoming, ya Allah, disunited, my Allah. Ya Allah, make it be such that now we present Islam in the true way, my Allah. We portray Islam in the true way, my Allah. We present it to the disbelievers and they must accept Islam, ya Allah, in large numbers, my Allah. Ya Allah, make it be such that peace prevails in the world, my Allah. And be protected from all types of fitna and fasad, my Allah. Ya Allah. But if the condition is going to be such now, my Allah, the Dajjal is going to emerge, my Allah.
protect us, my Lord, protect us, my Lord, protect us, my Lord, protect our children, our grandchildren. Our great-grandchildren, our progeny, my Allah, we beg you, my Allah, we beg you, my Allah, we beg you, my Allah. Allah, on a Friday, we read Surah Kahf, because Nabi Karim taught us to read it so we can protect ourselves from the jahl, my Allah. But our iman is so weak, my Allah. Don't make us slip, my Allah. Don't make us fall. Don't make us lose our iman, my Allah. We beg you, my Allah, we beg you, ya Adal Arsh al-Majid, ya Fa'alu lima yurid. Ya Allah, you are the possessor of the arsh, the kursi, ya Allah, everything is in your control, my Allah. You are Allah, Akbar, Kabir, nobody greater than you. You've got no parents, you've got no wife, you've got no children, my Allah. You've got no partners, nobody is equal to you, my Allah. Nobody is equal to you, my Allah. Nobody equal to you, my Allah. Everything is yours, my Allah. Everything is yours, my Allah. Protect us from the jahal, my Allah. Make us live with iman, make us die with iman. Raise us to the FBM with iman. Allah, and our children also. Make us be in the Jamaat of Hazrat Mahdi and Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah, all those ashrat of Sa'ah, all those signs of Qiyamah, the fitan that will take place. May Allah protect us, we beg you, my Allah, we beg you, my Allah. We know there will be a group of believers who will be protected, may Allah protect us, may Allah. اللهم اكرمنا ولا تهنا زدنا ولا تنقصنا اعتنا ولا تحرمنا اثرنا ولا تؤثر علينا اللهم انصرنا ولا تنصر علينا اللهم اعنا ولا تعن علينا اللهم امكر لنا ولا تمكر علينا اللهم ارضنا وارض عنا اللهم اهدنا ويسر الهدايه لنا اللهم افتح لنا ابواب رحمتك وسهل لنا ابواب رزقك يا الله give us حلال and طيب روزي يا الله give us plentiful يا الله all those who are مقروز يا الله who have got قرض who've got debts, my Allah, so many, my Allah, you have them to fulfill the debts, my Allah, open your doors of rosy for them, my Allah, give us all halal, tayyib rosy, plentiful, my Allah, Allah, you have given us beshumar ni'mats, my Allah, so many, countless of ni'mats, my Allah. Ya Allah, still we are ungrateful, Ya Allah. Make us shakirin, zakirin, my Allah. Make us show true sugar to you, my Allah. By means of our tongues, our limbs, our action, make us do those things that you become pleased with. Ya Allah, grant all of us afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukun, rahat, protection. Ya Allah, protect us from all evil, my Allah. Ya Allah, all those who are sick and ailing, my Allah. Give them complete shifa, my Allah. All the marhumin, my Allah. Especially those who passed away in this month of Ramadan, may Allah, and just before Ramadan, and our close family members, may Allah, our parents, if they have passed away, ya Allah, our family members, our mashayikh, our ulama, ya Allah, our friends, may Allah, grant all of them jannatul firdaus, may Allah, the highest stages of jannat, may Allah, make them maghfirat, may Allah, grant the family sabri jameel, may Allah, ya Allah, let us pass away in Medina. Allah, let us both come to us in Medina Sharif. Grant us burial, Jannatul Baqi, my Allah. Ya Allah, every time we go there, we have this tamanna, my Allah. We have umeed that you are going to give us that moth in Medina Sharif, my Allah. In a condition that you are most pleased with us, my Allah. Make us be pious, pious. Make us do such a good action before moth comes to us, and you must be so happy and so pleased with us, my Allah. And then, ya Allah, let us pass away in Medina Sharif and give me buried in Jannatul Baqi. Ya Allah, grant us the shafaat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Houthi Kothur water from his Mubarak. Ya Allah, we are waiting to see our Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, my Allah. They can be waiting to see us also happily, my Allah. Because enter Jannat in his company without any hisab kitab, protect us from azab of qabr, azab of jahannam, from every big and small fitna, especially the fitna of the dajjal, my Allah. Protect all of us, make our children become the kullu saf of eyes, make them excellent huffaz, ulama, sulaha, atqiya, abrar, muqarrabin, makbuli. Ya Allah, remove our difficulties, my Allah. All those brothers and sisters, ya Allah, elderly people, young ones who have raised their hands now while listening, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant them each one from your unseen treasures which are full. Ya Allah, fulfill each person's desire. Each person's jaiz murad and desire, Ya Allah. Remove our difficulties. Remove our parishanis, Ya Allah. Whatever hajat we have, my Allah, needs, fulfill it, my Allah. Fulfill it, my Allah. Fulfill it. Ya Qadhi al-hajat. Ya Dafi al-baliyat. Ya Hal al-mushkilat. Ya Allah, there's nobody else who can remove our difficulties but you, my Allah.
Allah, especially this tonight, Ya Allah, grant all of us Laylatul Qadr, the blessings of Laylatul Qadr. Ya Allah, make Jibreel Islam come to the angel, make salam to us, my Allah. Ya Allah, tu razi banja, razi banja, razi banja, become pleased with us. Allahumma inna as'aluka ridaaka wa jannah wa na'udhu bika min sakhatika wa nar. ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرة اعين واجعلنا للمتقين اماما يا الله all those requested duas يا الله answer all the جائز مراد يا الله حاضرين غائبين سب کی دعا قبول فرما يا الله grant us اخلاص and مقبوليت يا الله all this program that we are doing يا الله it is يا الله weak يا الله feeble يا الله يا الله I've got no اخلاص يا الله I've got no Allah do not reject it, my Allah, because of somebody's sincerity who is listening, my Allah. Accept it, my Allah. Ya Allah, accept our madrasas, our masajid, Ya Allah. Our different organizations, makatib, hifz classes, darul, whatever work is. People are doing grant each person ikhlas maqbool with the work of da'wat and tabligh, tazkiyah, ta'aleem, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, there are so many people, Ya Allah, who are doing good work, Ya Allah, with such sincerity that nobody knows. But Ya Allah, you are well aware of it. Ya Allah, give them barakat, Ya Allah. Give the children barakat. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa salim. Allahumma innaka afuun kareemun tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anna ya kareem. اللهم أجرنا من النار ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين